This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It is a Thursday, and we are glad to say welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat. Russ Collins is away this week, and in his stead is Nick Alderink. And Nick is a programming specialist at the Michigan Theater, and thank you for coming in today. Do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me here.
I think that there is just a host of really good movies that are coming our way this weekend. And before we get to the two I really want to focus on, I do want to talk about this one because I'm in love with this actor. Joaquin Phoenix is just a bizarre dude,
yes,
in my opinion, right?
Yes.
But he has a new movie coming out that will be opening at the Michigan Theater.
Yes, don't worry, he won't get far on foot. That is from director Gus Van Sant, who directed Good Will Hunting, mm-hmm. among many other things, but that is probably his most well-known. And this one, Joaquin Phoenix plays John Callahan, who he was a writer and cartoonist who was injured in a car accident.
Self-imposed
car accident. He was an alcoholic, and he comes to, as he's going through rehab, he learns that he has this gift of drawing and animation and writing, and
follow his journey through his recovery and into a new
yes,
phase of life.
Yeah, it's a comedy drama. It's an incredible true story. And then Jonah Hill co-stars with him, and his dramatic performance is spectacular in it.
You know, he's really come around as an actor, Jonah Hill, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
He started off as kind of almost a cartoonish comedy guy, and now he is an Academy Award-winning actor. Mm. And nonetheless, Joaquin Phoenix, he just is one of those compelling actors where, whether you love the movie or not, you can't help yourself but be mm-hmm. taken by his performances.
He's always going to surprise you. He can just do about any acting role, and he's always going to surprise you.
The only thing I can say I didn't like him in was when he tried to play Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, he's about 5 foot six or 5 foot seven.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash was a really big guy.
And he had his voice, though.
He got the voice down, he did, and he had, you know, kind of the stage movements.
Yeah.
I guess it just didn't work for me. Personal opinions, right? The two movies we really want to focus on this week, we've talked about before, and they've actually been here before, mm-hmm. But there's another round because of the public reception to these films. The first of which is Eighth Grade, which was the movie that premiered at opening night of the Cinetopia Film Festival.
Yeah,
right?
It was opening night of Cinetopia, and we had the writer-director, Bo Burnham. He's a young comedian, about 27 years old, and we premiered this film to about 600 people. We had a great crowd, maybe a little over that actually, but it was a great crowd. It's a really terrific, funny movie, and this is a film, it just had a huge opening a couple weeks ago, and it broke the record of the top independent film opening of the year. It made Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs.
Wow,
for the 2018 indie opening. Yes.
So it seems only appropriate to bring it back and reintroduce it to the community again. But it's interesting to me, as you mentioned, this is written by a man,
mm-hmm.
But it's really from the mindset of a 13-year-old girl.
Yes.
And he inhabits that character so well in the script.
Yes, he does. And it is a truly... I would call it a harrowing film. It's this main actress Elsie. She is so empathetic in this role, and it's almost you watch it and you cringe because you know exactly what position she's in every turn. You can just transport yourself to your awkward eighth grade days.
And I think I was gonna say, I think whether you're a boy or a girl, and now a man or a woman, middle school was that difficult transition period, and there's something relatable for everyone.
Yes, absolutely.
Blind Spotting. This is one that Russ Collins has been just absolutely talking up, and now mm-hmm. that it's here, what can people expect?
This is a film written written by David Diggs, who people might know from Hamilton, with his lifelong friend Rafael Casal, and they play sort of, I guess, versions of themselves living in Oakland and their times living in Oakland. David Diggs plays Colin, who is on his final 3 days of probation. And he comes to see a police shooting as he's driving home from work one day. And he has to deal with what he's seen, and he starts dealing with post-traumatic stress a bit. And it's really just about him making it through these final 3 days without incident.
And there is a larger commentary on today's social construct, which is under so much scrutiny. And according to everyone who has seen it, mm-hmm. the manner in which that is dealt with is absolutely compelling and mm-hmm. thought-provoking.
Yes. Yes, and we were lucky enough to have David and Raphael visit for Cinetopia as well, and there was a great crowd excited to see that film then.
You guys are going to get more and more big celebrities coming in for Cinetopia. It's really starting to hit its stride, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we plan on.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm sitting alongside Nick Alderink, a programming specialist at the Michigan Theater. He's filling in for the vacationing Russ Collins this week. Russ will return next week. Now, there's some special screenings downtown as well, including the Safeco Hospitality Summer Classic Film Series. What's involved with that?
We're coming to the conclusion of our 00 Summer subseries.
Oh, the James Bond stuff.
The James Bond stuff. We have this Sunday Casino Royale at 1:30, and this is Daniel Craig's first role in the as James Bond. And then on Tuesday at 7 o'clock is Skyfall.
And which guy plays James Bond in that one? Is that a Roger Craig one as well?
Yeah, that's Daniel Craig.
Roger Craig.
Yep.
Who the hell is Roger Craig, and where did I come up with that name? There you go. Well, if you're a fan of James Bond, that's an opportunity, and we're glad to say that the midnight showings at the State Theater are back in force, and Get Out, another commentary on social construct.
Yes, and that's the modern midnight classic that we're bringing to the state, and Get Out was Jordan Peele's social thriller from Academy Award winner, and a terrific film to see with a crowd. If you didn't see this with a crowd, this is definitely your chance.
I saw it, but I saw it in the lonely confines of my living room, and I loved it, and it really hit home in a lot of ways. But I can absolutely see what you're saying, that seeing it with a crowd and getting that reaction and that sense of emotion would be extraordinary as well. Sorry to Bother You, another one that has garnered terrific reviews.
Yes, another one that takes place in Oakland. This is another one that has social commentary to it, but it's a little bit weirder, a little bit more comedic. Another great film to see with a crowd, especially a comedy.
Documentaries. They have been a big hit this year at the Michigan Theater and around the country, and perhaps the most. There's two that have probably been the most popular at all, and those are still playing.
Yes.
Won't You Be My Neighbor, about Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, of course.
Yes. Yep, and that is bring your tissues to see this one. It's getting everyone, giving everyone the waterworks in the best way possible. It's such a kind, nice documentary.
You're a little young to have actually watched Mr. Rogers in its initial run, I would imagine. But did you have any exposure to it at all?
Absolutely. I think that I caught most of it on rerun when I was younger. But I did catch enough of it for it to impact me seeing this film.
I'm always interested when I talk about Mr. Rogers to younger people. Mm-hmm. That they all know the voice, they all know the cadence, and they all know the comfort that is garnered from the manner of presentation provided by Fred Rogers. Mm-hmm. So he does seem to be universal and everlasting. And then, of course, the documentary about our Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, it's called RBG. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves this movie.
Sticking
whether
around.
You like her or not, they love the movie.
Exactly. She's a strong, independent woman, and she does not suffer fools lightly.
One of the big movies opening this weekend at the Multiplex is something called Hot Summer Nights. What do you know about this?
Hot Summer Nights, this was another film that actually was at Cinetopia. This was a film that we called, we had a secret screening of it. This is the stars of Timothy Chalamet, who was in Call Me By Your Name last year, another terrific independent film. This is a more comedic side of him. He was also in Lady Bird. We saw him in Lady Bird as well. He takes place in the 90s, and he is he comes to Cape Cod, and he ends up selling marijuana there. And he's a socially awkward high schooler, and this is his summer off.
And not legally sold marijuana, I would assume.
Exactly. And he falls into the rough business of that, I suppose.
So, an interesting character study with Timothy Chalamet. That would be an interesting one as well. And before we part ways today, Nick, give me a little update. I know the Michigan Theater, the main theater, has been undergoing some renovations, putting on all-new seating. Initially, was going to be closed for the entirety of the month of July. Is that going to be extended a little bit?
It's going to be extended to mid-August now.
But everything that you are seeing in the theater is spectacular.
It looks
like
spectacular.
What you see, huh?
Yeah, just walk by. You can't go in the theater, but just look in the window and you'll see for yourself.
Well, I'm looking forward to the opening. I'm looking forward to seeing the improvements. Nick, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it, and we'll look forward to the next time you and I can get together.
Thank you, David, for having me.
That is Nick Alderink, a programming specialist at the Michigan Theater, filling in for Russ Collins on Cinema Chat. Cinema Chat is an exclusive presentation of the news department at your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.